WGNS is talking now with Jeff Jordan, and all indications are that you have been reelected to the school board. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Bart. I appreciate it very much. It looks like I'm going to be elected, and I'm, if that is, in fact, true, I hope I'm humble, and I'm sure grateful. It's, of course, a huge job, but so is yours.
And well, now, you've been involved in education, though, for all of your life. This is a passion for you.
Well, I would agree with that. That is correct. I really enjoy, as does our school board, I think, trying to improve everything with to do with our public schools and teachers, staff, and obviously the students. And we handle over 43,000 students every day, and they start like tomorrow, don't they?
They do.
and full day, I think, on Monday. So our passion, as you put it, will start again. I need to take a moment, I think, to, and I'm not going to thank anybody except I will thank the people that voted for me. I deeply appreciate them, of course, and the large number of people, I guess had 50 or 60 people that worked the last few days and, of course, all day today in the heat at seven different precincts. And I appreciate them very much. And, of course, my wife, my daughter, who was my treasurer, Renee, and my granddaughter, Alicia, who worked hard today. I appreciate them very much. And I appreciate David Sevierre, who ran a very clean campaign. He did a very good job. He's an outstanding young man, a good family man, good Christian man. And I'm glad that I won the race. I'm glad I won the election, I guess. I guess I've won the election. We don't have all the final figures yet. But Mr. Sevierre is a class act, and everything went well. And if you don't mind me saying so, Bart, we need more people to vote, just period. I mean, people need to take and be invested in this a lot more than they are. Not that we elected anybody bad. I don't mean any of that. I just mean we need more people involved in the political process from the presidential election right down to the school board and the county commissions, which comes up in 2 years, and the road board and all of that. And I hate it when just 10, 15, 20% of the people vote.
As you look at the next term in office, what do you think some of the challenges are going to be for the school board?
Bart, the first challenge is always, and as far as I know, will remain funding the school system and responding to this overwhelming growth that you are as almost familiar with as I am. It is just remarkable the amount of people that pour into this community from Laverne to Barfield and Christiana and Buchanan to Eagleville. And we have to educate all of them. Of course, it's a special problem for the school system, but it's a problem for the county, for the law enforcement, for roads, for everything. And that's always going to be the number one issue. Now, school board itself, and just focusing on children, we've got curriculum that have to be addressed, teacher shortages have to be addressed, and if I might say this out loud again, we have got to not have any vouchers. We've got to keep our money in this county to take care of this funding, and this growth is going to continue. It's not going to stop. It's going to be here. As a matter of fact, it's going to accelerate, and we've got to respond to that, and I will have a part to play in that, but there'll be a lot of people that'll play a part. County Commission, the funding body, has tremendous pressures on them to find solutions to problems with taxpayer money, and that's a difficult thing. But there are some other, we'll call them smaller issues, but those are the major things that are going on every day.
We'll be watching those closely as we report on that throughout the coming year and years in advance. Jeff Jordan visiting with us at this time, reelected to the Rutherford County School Board. Jeff, congratulations.
I appreciate it very much, Bart, and thank you for being out here in the light rain and doing your good neighbor business.